Do not be anxious about anything. Present your requests to Jesus through prayer, petition, with thanksgiving. Many service guests have left prayer requests. Let's pause for a moment to pray. A believing sister asks for the children of God's prayers for herself and her children to win a long-standing relationship difficulties.
Uskovainen nuori pyytää, että Jumala antaisi luottamusta.
A young believer asks that God would give trust and lead in studies, work, and in relationships. Also, strength for the parents or the family to get through financial difficulties. And thanks to the Heavenly Father for the good things He has given. A large family's mother asks for peer support, believing peer support for their children, regardless of her or his regardless of their differences, and also support and help for the child who has experienced bullying. The mother also asks for strength to discuss the family's trials with the children, and that the effects on their family's life. She also thanks for the traveling partners that she has received and has been able to remain a child of God. A grandmother prays for wisdom for officials to take care of her grandchild in the best way while the parents are going through drug difficulties. A sister at home listening to services prays that she would recover enough to walk again, and thanks God for the help she has received. A mother asks for strength and freedom from burdens of the past. Many service guests ask that they would remain believing and that close ones would find God's kingdom. A friend asks for strength with the challenges of mental health to the ones suffering from mental health, and thanks for the help they have received. A guest asks for prayers for cancer treatments that her cousin is going through, and also thanks that she has been given more days of life. A family's mother is thankful for her believing spouse, children, and for the care of God. She prays that her children and old friends would find living faith. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that they fear, and He also will hear their cry and will save them. Amen. For this service, I will read from Matthew chapter 4, the verses 18 to 22. This explains about Jesus' first disciple. And the words are in Jesus' name. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him.
Amen.
Amen.
Matteuksen evankeliumissa.
In the Gospel of Matthew, in many different portions,
viitataan
there are writings that have been noted from the Old Testament and that are coming true in Jesus' life. And this text, somewhat a little earlier in this text, Matthew writes about Jesus that he went to Capernaum, which was by the lake in the territory of the tribes of Zebulun. And so it came to pass, so that the word of the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way by the sea, and land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who dwelt in the shadow of death, the church stone, the church of Jesus shone. Jesus was the great light who had come into this world. He began his public ministry, and from that time on, Jesus proclaimed, For the kingdom, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come. So Jesus settled in Capernaum, which was like a fishing village on the Sea of Galilee. It was on that lake where many people fished. There were many fishermen. And especially there in northern Galilee, during the winter, large schools of fish gathered, because on the bottom of the lake or the Sea of Galilee, there was warmer water. More than likely, it was probably winter at that time too. Of course, it's not as cold there as it is here, but it's still clearly the colder season. And Jesus was on the shore, traveling on the shore, when he saw the two brothers, Simon, his other name Peter, and his brother Andrew.
Ja sitten kerrotaan, että jonkin matkaa kuljettuaan Jeesus näki.
And then the story continues that after walking a short distance, Jesus saw two other brothers, James and John, and they sent out to follow Jesus.
Eivät he varmasti olisi jättäneet.
They certainly wouldn't have left their work and
ja tehtäviään, elleivät he olisi
and their duties if they hadn't been convinced that Jesus was the one spoken of in the Old Testament, the Messiah that was foretold in the Old Testament. The Gospel of John also tells us that how Philip told Nathan that we have found the one, or we have found the one of whom the law of Moses and the prophets bear witness. He is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth. Nathanael from Nazareth was initially skeptical, but he was soon convinced and said to Jesus, "You are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." As we remember from the Bible, not everyone was convinced of Jesus or that he was Jesus.
Kun Jeesus oli omassa kotikaupungissaan ja
when Jesus was in his own hometown and began teaching there in the synagogue, many people asked in amazement where he had gotten all of this from. Where had he gotten this wisdom from? What are these miracles that are taking place through his hands? But then their own thoughts won them over, and they said, "Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the son of Joseph, son of Jacob, and brother of Judas and Simon? Among us, his sisters live there too." This is how they rejected him. Jesus certainly attracted a lot of attention. There was a large crowd of people that it's mentioned here a little later, and it is told how his fame spread from there throughout all of Syria. People suffering from all kinds of illnesses were brought to him, and he healed them. The disciples experienced many things as followers of Jesus. They experienced joy. They experienced conflicts among themselves. They experienced fear. And then, in the end, or finally, Jesus rebuked them because they did not have the strength to remain watchful. In the Garden of Gethsemane, and it is said that even though they had all assured him that they would, the Bible tells us that they would not deny Jesus, and that they all fled when Jesus was arrested. But these fallible human beings, Jesus nevertheless sent them on their mission. He commanded them. He commanded them in this way: "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe everything I have commanded you to observe. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, until the end. Jesus spoke about how the disciples will receive or would receive the Holy Spirit as their defender or advocate. Jesus said this.
Puolustaja, pyhä henki, jonka isä minun nimessäni lähettää, opettaa teille kaiken ja palauttaa.
The advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send to you in my name, will remind you of everything I have taught you. I have spoken to you, I leave you peace. My own peace I give to you, not as the world gives. The world, be of good cheer and do not fall into despair. We have often heard a passage from the Christian faith
Kristuksen seurakunnassa olemme elävässä yhteydessä.
Of the word of work of Christ in the world continues through the work of the Holy Spirit. In Christ's congregation, we are in the living presence of Christ and one another as Christians. This is why the Bible calls the congregation the Bible of Christ. In Christ's congregation or in the kingdom of God, we are in living communion with one another.
Ja että seurakunta on Kristuksen ruumis.
And that the congregation is the body of Christ, or the, congregation. Jesus taught in many different occasions how he and his followers are one. He taught in the Gospel of John, I am the vine, and you are the branches.
Ja jossa minä pysyn, tuottaa paljon.
Whoever remains in me and in whom I remain will bear much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing.
Oksan pitää olla kiinni.
The branch must be attached or remain attached to the vine to live.
Jeesus puhuu myöskin.
Jesus also speaks.
Pellosta ja aarteesta. Matteuksen
of the field and a treasure in the Gospel of Matthew.
Taivasten valtakunta on kuin peltoon kätketty aarre.
That the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he covered it up again, and then in his joy sold everything he owned and bought that field.
Jumalan valtakunnan pellosta.
The field of God's kingdom, it is possible to find a treasure.
Moni ihminen.
Many people
on ajatellut, että
have thought that
laumaa, vaan hän haluaa
they don't want to be part of a crowd. Instead, or a flock, they want to possess this treasure themselves. But even these examples show that Jesus can be found in his congregation. Luther, too, in his Christmas Day sermon, writes, If someone wants to find Christ, they must find the congregation. How can we know where Christ and his faith are if we do not know where his believers are? If one wants to know anything about Christ, one cannot believe in themselves and do not rely on their own reason. A bridge to heaven. Instead, they must go to the congregation to seek him and ask about him. Now, the congregation is neither a tree nor a stone, but a community of believers. We must hold fast to them and observe how they live out their faith and teach. Christ is surely among them. This text, when I was thinking about it, and as I have read various books, in 2012, in a collection of current essays or current affairs, I noticed my college friend there.
Löysi Jumalan valtakunnan.
I noticed an account by a fellow student of mine about how he discovered the kingdom of God. Even as a child, he had wondered about it.
Maailmassa sellaista
that uskoa, is there still, even today,
onko vielä sellaisia
whether a faith still exists
Jeesusta,
that the Bible speaks of. Are there still people who follow Jesus just as the Bible teaches? When he was a child, he once had a classmate who was a believer, and he had once attended services. And there, it had felt good to be there, and he prayed that he might sometime believe in the same way. But he had many many doubts in his mind as to why that might not be possible. Over time, however, the matter faded into the background. But every once in a while, this thought would come back to him, this question would come back to his mind. Then it led him to seek out a studying place in theology. He attended different or various student gatherings and different spiritual events, but he didn't seem to find anything there that suited him. He didn't seem to find a community that suited him. He decided, along with a friend, to go check out some traditional revivalist movements to see what kind of services or gatherings, to see what kind they would be like, and they decided to start with the old Lestadian services. At services, the message struck him as biblical. He also discussed matters of faith with believers, and then he was invited to partake in communion church. However, he did not feel that he could partake in the Lord's Supper, and on his way back from there, he discussed faith matters and asked questions. Eventually, he felt that he no longer had only one question left. that could he too also believe. And he was preached the gospel, and his sins were forgiven. And he felt
että nyt hän oli päässyt perille.
That now he had finally arrived, he had finally reached his destination, that he had finally found the living faith and had entered the kingdom of God.
Hän kirjoitti, että
and he wrote
aukeni uskon kautta
that through faith his eyes had been opened.
Siitä, että Jeesus jätti
the teachings of the Bible had been revealed to him, that Jesus would send the Holy Spirit and authority to his own, and the power to forgive sins to his own. And he was born again he developed a hunger for the word and attended services and as a listener and learned more about the faith and engaged in many discussions with other believers.
Hänellä oli, niin kuin monesti on,
and he had, as is often the case,
hänellä oli tällaisia,
and as we have often experienced, such powerful feelings of grace in sermons, but then he realized that he must live by faith and fight against sin. But at services he realized that believers wanted to ask their fellow believers for forgiveness. And he too wanted to believe. And it seemed miraculous to him that he too was able to preach to others the forgiveness of sins. He ended or concluded his writing in this way. Sometimes in my memories, I go back nearly two decades to those days when God drew me into his kingdom. It is incomprehensible that life, pain and trials, that in life, pain and trials, God's power has carried me and sustained me to this very day. When I look back, I can see God's guidance through different stages of my life. Jesus promised peace to his own, not that kind of peace that the world gives, but his own peace. Time and time again, the message of forgiveness from God's kingdom has comforted and carried me. Faith has brought deep meaning to my life and meaning. It's brought depth. Faith has brought hope, a sense of purpose in which love and connection to the destination where I may encounter Christ face to face.
Me olemme Jeesuksen opetuslapsia myöskin.
We are also disciples of Jesus. We too follow Jesus, as it has been stated many times. We follow him in teaching, in his teachings, in our lives, and in our suffering. Jesus has taught, and these teachings can be found in the Bible in many different passages. He teaches how a believer should live.
Johanneksen evankeliumissa Jeesus sanoo.
In the Gospel of John, Jesus says.
Niille juutalaisille, jotka nyt
to those Jews
jos te pysytte
uskollisina, who now believed in him, Jesus said, if you remain faithful to my word, you are truly my disciples.
Kirjoittaa kirjeessään, että
John writes in his letter,
jokainen, joka harhailee ja ei pysy Kristuksen,
everyone who strays and does not remain in Christ's teaching, he does not have God.
Uskovaisen elämässä usko
in the life of a believer, faith is can be seen. It is evident.
Taistella syntiä
vastaan. We wish to fight against sin. And when it attaches itself, we want to have them, we want them to be forgiven. Paul wrote, keep the faith and a good conscience, which few have rejected in favor of their faith. They have shipwrecked their faith. This life of a believer, it is a battle oftentimes. Jesus speaks about how everyone must take up their cross and follow him. And the way of the cross is narrow. As Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, he spoke about how the gate is narrow, or the gate and the way are narrow, and few are those who will find it.
Meistä tuntuu.
We feel that, or we often feel,
uskovaisen elämä sellaiselta raahusta.
About the life of a believer often feels like a struggle. They have doubts, and sin attaches itself to us, and it takes away the joy of faith.
Mutta evankeliumi, niin kuin siitä on.
But the gospel, as it has oftentimes been spoken here at these services, that God's gospel is the power of God. It gives us new strength. It cleanses us. It purifies us. It refreshes. And you may, at this moment, you may believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name and precious blood, all your sins are forgiven. This sermon may be listened by many at home. Many may be listening in their solitude, surrounded by temptations. But Jesus also is coming close to you with his word and gospel, and you too may believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. You may be feel secure and blessed. today in some sermon, the brother mentioned or shared about West Africa, about a man who had recently received the grace of repentance. I don't understand, or he doesn't understand much about these matters of faith yet. Oh, I don't understand much about these matters of faith yet, but I know this, that I am doing well. With the faith of a child, we belong to Jesus. We do not need to understand much. But that we have probably all certainly experienced, that believing the forgiveness of sins again and again, it renews us again and again and gives us peace and joy. The Spirit bears witness to our spirit that we are God's children. Remain securely believing, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name, amen.